Good morning, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening. We're thankful that God has allowed us to be on the air. And we want to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock. And then at 11 o'clock this morning is our morning worship services. And then tonight services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then our midweek Bible study is Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. And I know that if you're looking for a place where you can just worship God God's way, that with people that use the King James Bible and stand on what the Bible says, you'll find this at the Independence Baptist Church. We invite you to come. It may be that you have questions concerning the things that we believe. You can contact us by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri, and I'll be glad to get back with you on any and all of your questions. Also, if you have internet connections, you can go to the church's website. That's www.independencebaptist.org. That's all one word, independencebaptist.org. There you'll find much information concerning the things that are taught, preached, and practiced at the Independence Baptist Church. This morning, we want to continue on the subject we've been preaching for a little while. We've had 3 points that we've been covering. Point number 1 was, how did we get here? And then point number 2, what are we doing here? What is the purpose of our existence? And then point number 3 is this morning's lesson, where are we going when we die? I think one thing that we need to think about is that the certainty of death is something that everyone knows and no one denies. Also, there is a knowledge that there is an awareness of surroundings after death. This is given to every person, and everybody knows this. Not only does the Bible state in the book of Romans chapter 5 and verse 12, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. We know that this verse is so. We know that death comes upon every man. We know that every person is a sinner, and we know that because we are a sinner, we come to the place of death. That is something that we know. But also we know that after death, there is an awareness of our surroundings. You know, the Bible states in the book of Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 24 that the worm does not die. And that passage is talking about the soul of man and how that there is an eternity that's awaiting us. And so we ask this question this morning, where are we going when we die? What happens to us after we die? And what kind of an awareness will we have? I think the perfect place to look is in the book of Luke chapter 16 and verse 19. The Bible here talks about two men who were alive upon this earth at one time, and both of these men died, and both of these men went into eternity, and both of these men had an awareness of their surroundings. Notice with me in the book of Luke chapter 16 verse 19. The Bible said there was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Here the Bible talks about two men who were alive, just like you and I are alive today. You may be faring sumptuously, or you may be a beggar. But listen, whatever condition you find yourself in this world, one thing is absolutely for certain. You have an eternity ahead of you. Of a certainty, you have death awaiting you. But just as sure as death is ahead of you, there is an eternity that you will be aware of. Notice, now, in the book of Luke 16, verse 22, as we continue this message, and it came to pass that the beggar died. And that's absolutely the next thing that's waiting on us that are living today, that is death. But what comes after death? Notice what happened to Lazarus. After he died, here is what happened. The Bible said, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Now that's exactly what happened to the beggar. Here is a man whose name is Lazarus. He is one who is known of God. And he is carried by the angels into a place of comfort. He is carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. But notice this. The Bible said here in verse 22, the rich man also died and was buried. Now notice that the thing that is waiting us that are alive is death. But after death, there is also a place where you will go. There is a place where the rich man went, and there is a place where Lazarus went. Notice that the Lazarus was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. But notice here that the rich man went into hell. The Bible said in verse 23, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. Notice here that the rich man has an awareness of his surroundings. The rich man knows where he's at. When people die today without having Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior, they go down into hell and they know where they are. They are aware of their surroundings. The Bible said here that he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in these flames. I would ask you the question, where are you going when you die? I hope this morning that you think very seriously about this matter, that some people, when they die, go to heaven, and some people go to hell. What is it that makes a difference? And notice that death is what is awaiting every person. But what awaits us right after death? Will you be in hell, or will you be in heaven? Say, what in the world makes the difference? The difference is what a person in this life has done with Jesus Christ. Have you trusted Jesus Christ with your sins? Have you even recognized before God that you are a sinner? Are you depending upon Jesus Christ to take you into heaven? Or are you trusting in everything you've done to get you to heaven? Let me tell you, folks, you can trust in your good works all you want to trust, but that's not going to be enough. You can trust in your baptism. You can trust in your church membership. You can trust in giving tithes and offerings. You can trust in going to church. But let me ask you, are you trusting Jesus? That's the thing that counts. And we're talking about trusting Jesus 100%. Not that you're trusting Jesus 90% and your works 10%. We're not saying that you ought to trust in Jesus 99% and trust in your good works 1%. We're saying that you must trust Jesus for everything. Trust Jesus. Only He can take you into heaven, because everything else is going to be null and void. The rich man went into hell when he died. I pray today that you'll hear these words. There's a lot of people today that are trusting in a lot of things to get them to heaven, but only Jesus is going to do it. Notice this passage in the book of Daniel chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. The Bible said, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever. Oh, are you going to awake to everlasting life, or will you awake to everlasting shame and contempt? Notice this in the book of John chapter 5 and verse 28 and 29. Jesus said this, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. Oh, think about this. Jesus said this, marvel not at this, because the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. I'm saying to you that Jesus said all that are in the grave are going to hear the voice of Jesus. But notice in verse 29 what the Bible says. And shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I want to say to you this morning that you'll never do any good apart from Jesus Christ. You'll never do any good apart from Him. Everything that you do will be evil if it's not based upon Jesus Christ Himself. Get this, folks. There's 3 points here in John chapter 5, verse 28 and 29. That all shall hear. None are going to escape. I say unto you this morning that nobody is going to get out of this call of death. But after death, what then? Where will you spend your eternity? You're going to be raised at the resurrection of life, or you're going to be raised at the resurrection of damnation? Where are you going to spend your eternity? We find in the book of Luke chapter 23 and verse 43, there Jesus Christ was crucified between two thieves, one on the one side and one on the other. They both railed on Jesus Christ at the very beginning. But as it came down closer to the time of death, we find that one thief turned to the other and said, "Why are you doing this? Don't you understand that we are in the same condemnation? And we're guilty, and we ought to pay for our sins. But this man hath done nothing amiss." And then this thief turned to Jesus Christ, and he said, "Jesus Christ, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." Here, this thief on the cross is recognizing that death is coming to him. But listen, this thief on the cross is recognizing that right after death, there is going to be an awareness of his surroundings. This thief knows he's going to be aware. This thief knows that there is awareness after death. He knows that hell awaits, or else it's heaven. And so I would ask you this morning, what are you looking forward to? Death is not the end of it all. I know a lot of people believe that death is the end, but it's just simply not so. The Bible said in the book of Revelation that all of the dead are going to be raised out of the grave. Notice here in Revelation 20 and verse 11, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God." Who is that? These are those that have died without the Lord Jesus Christ. They have an eternity that's awaiting them. They're going to be brought out of hell. They're going to be standing before the great King, Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, who is going to be their judge. And he's going to judge them out of the Bible for everything they've ever done. There is, folks, there is a time after this life, after death, where that you will continue someplace, either in heaven or in hell. Today, if you're lost, I pray that God would burden your soul with your sin and with a realization that you have some place that you're going to spend eternity. It's either going to be with the Lord or it's going to be with the devil. It's one place or the other. There is no in between. There is no purgatory. You're going to be with the Lord, or you're going to be with the devil. And I pray to God that He'll put on your heart today that you might repent that you are a sinner, that you repent of your sin, that you trust the Lord Jesus Christ, because only in Him are you going to find salvation at all. If there's any way that we can help you, we'd be glad to talk with you about your eternity. Remember these points that we've tried to cover. Number one, how did we get here? Number two, what are we doing here? And number three, where are we going? I'd ask you this morning, where will you spend eternity? Consider that and talk to the Lord about it. We see that our time has slipped away from us once again this morning. Thank you now for listening.